This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A shooting at East High School in Denver has left two faculty members injured. Here's CPR's Ben Marcus.
At around 10 a.m., Denver police reported a shooting at East High School. Denver Public Schools reported that East went on lockdown and that two adult faculty members were transported to area hospitals. One is in serious but stable condition. The other is in critical condition and is undergoing surgery. A student has been implicated in the shooting. They're not in custody, but DPD knows their identity. DPS said that it would start a controlled release of students. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Workers from at least four Starbucks in Colorado walked off the job this morning. They're part of a national unionization effort by baristas, and today's walkout coincides with the company's Founders Day holiday. The companies say Starbucks has unfairly delayed contract negotiations for months. The affected stores include two in Metro Denver, one in Colorado Springs, and one in the Boulder County suburb of Superior. Starbucks says it respects workers' rights to protest, and the affected stores should reopen tomorrow. Republican Representative Ken Buck is signing onto a bipartisan bill to ban stock trading by Congress members and their spouses. In a statement, Buck says the American people have to be able to trust that lawmakers use information they get only to conduct official business, not to benefit a stock portfolio. He's not the only Colorado representative that wants to see a ban on congressional stock trading. Democratic Representatives Jason Crow and Joe Neguse are co-sponsors of a different bipartisan bill that would effectively ban members, spouses, and dependent children from trading stocks. This is CPR and KRCC. And stay with us throughout this afternoon. We will update you as soon as we learn more about this morning's shooting at East High School.